Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Yo, welcome everyone. I've been waiting to have Gabby Conti on my podcast for a really long time because me and Kristen, well, we met her first through Rachel. Mm-hmm. Okay, like I told you, I'm a comedy groupie. But then me and Kristen, after spending time with her, were able to do her show, which I'm going to get into. Mm-hmm. She's a comedian. She's a comic. She's a writer. So basically an actress and all that stuff. Like, you know, people who like are able to have like multiple talents. I don't get it. I'm in awe of like you comedians. Aww. It's insane. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you so much for doing this, especially since it was last minute. No, I really appreciate it.
I have nothing going on.
So like side note, Khaleesi, she lives right down the street from me too. So you're going to be hearing a lot from her if I'm able to like bully her into coming over.
Mostly I just like at night I'm like home alone, like just hanging, or Jacqueline's my roommate. We're just hanging. Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
I don't really do a lot on weeknights.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
So I was researching you.
I see you have notes.
I do. I have notes.
I'm so honored.
So I'll just back up for people. Mm-hmm. When was the first time I met you?
Probably at the first Pretty Inappropriate show at the Parlor. But I don't know if you like, it was like, oh, hi. You're like, I'm Stassi, I'm Gabby. Okay, cool. And that was like probably our introduction.
So this is something I've learned recently that I like, well, like in the last few months, mm-hmm. that when people are like Pretty Inappropriate or Holy Cannoli or like Comedy Juice, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys all talking about?
There's a lot of comedy shows in Los Angeles that all have punny names. It's like part of what you have to do as a comedian.
That's fascinating. See, so I didn't know that was like a thing.
Yeah.
I just thought there's like a lineup.
Yeah. Well, Pretty Inappropriate, we started and we have been doing a bunch of shows, but it wasn't like a kind of set thing at the first show. It wasn't. That was like a thing we called it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all will be seeing her. Well, am I allowed to say that?
I don't know. I mean, I probably...
Well,
probably.
She just did a show recently with Rachel and Jacqueline.
I doubt I will be in much of
it,
which is fine.
And Kristen Doty. No, it was so amazing. Y'all are so funny and inspiring.
Thank you so much.
I feel like whenever I think about you guys getting up and doing stand-up, like, I'm telling you, my heart falls in my butthole.
Well, like, you're holding a mic like a stand-up comedian.
I am?
Like, yeah. Despite the headphones, like you kind of have like...
For
like,
real?
Yeah,
I have the like... Have the easy, the nature. Like, you know, like I have the muscle memory of it.
The hardest part is
like,
holding the mic properly.
Is that really true?
Yeah, that's like one of the hard... Like, and stage presence, but...
Wait, you know. Holding a mic is like a thing comedians
need
to learn?
Well, it's not a thing they need to learn, but it's like, you know, I remember when I first was starting, like I would have the mic down here and you can't hear me.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to make it look like you're like holding a dick, but a lot of male comics like do that. You know, there's like all the...
Interesting.
They don't teach this in comedy classes. It's just something that, you know, you look comfortable when you're holding a mic. There's a lot of comedians, well, starting out, where if you don't look comfortable, half of it is confidence.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Yeah.
But see, I could never have the confidence to get up and like with the intention of like making people laugh.
Yeah.
Like I'm really good on stage.
That's fun. Another big part of it. Stage presence.
You know, I'm way, way too insecure to be able to be like, it's okay if they don't laugh.
Yeah.
No,
well,
it's not.
Well, that's part. Like, and also when you first start out, a lot of times they don't laugh. And you have to just like,
fuck that. I'm sorry. I don't care if you told me that in 3 years I would be like worth $100 million if I could just get through a whole year of people not laughing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take a whole year of people not laughing.
That's how you learn though. That's how you get good at it.
Oh my God, that's everyone's worst nightmare.
It's fun for me. I don't know. I've always loved performing and comedy just like made sense. It was like a thing that just like clicked for me at a few years ago.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So like very WASPy Connecticut.
Yes, I love that. I love that it's like part of your shtick.
Yeah, I'm from Martha Stewart's hometown. Like that's not a joke.
Okay, but that is so bougie. Like, do you have little like silver trays with like Andes mints in them at your
stuff
house?
Like, well, like, you know, you'd have like bowls of just like acorns for some reason. Which
yeah,
is, like
little
there.
Trinkets and stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Like
and
little
yeah, and you
figurines.
Spend, like, they were like $20 each at like, you know, Williams Sonoma. Like, you know, like everything is just like so much like bullshit that you don't even need.
Oh my God, you're so bougie that yeah. I can't wait to like ask you so many questions.
Oh yeah, very Connecticut's a big, well, I was born in New York on the Upper West Side and my mom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and my mom, I went to an all girls Catholic school in
Me
New
too.
York. Oh, I went to Marymount and it was just like very Catholic. It was like what Gossip Girls was like based off of. It was like one of the schools that Gossip
Girls. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, I'm not. But I only was there till I was six. So I don't have like that cool New York
Oh my God.
Upbringing.
So you're like Blair Waldorf.
A little bit, but more like Italian and waspy.
What exactly? Everyone keeps trying to explain waspy to me.
Yeah.
And I can never get like a full, like a full understanding of it.
It stands for white Anglo-Saxon
princess,
Presbyterian or Protestant.
Why did I always think it was something that ended in princess?
Because like Jap Jewish American princess. Oh, my mom calls me and I don't even know how you pronounce it, an Italian American princess, but it would be like an
I-up.
But a wasp, I mean, I think it just kind of defines that whole like J. Crew clad, like, you know, like very like goes to a country club. Rides horses.
Oh my God.
Went to Cotillion. Like, that's very, like, the whole Connecticut wasp.
Wait, I was just in the Hamptons recently, someone introduced me to someone. They're like, he's, like, so waspy. Yep. And I'm like, what does that mean? They're like, look, he has a sweater over his shoulders tied. I'm like,
that's waspy. All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, Vineyards Vines, Martha's Vines.
Like Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard's very big. And then there's a clothing line that has, like, little whales all over it.
Oh my God, that's right. I noticed
Lily
that.
Pulitzer, you know, everything's monogrammed. It's all, they love pastels no matter what time of year it is.
Like, I do love a good monogrammed item.
I feel like you could be a wasp if you
I feel like
to.
I could
I
too.
I feel like it wouldn't be hard.
I could be like a trendy wasp.
A trendy wasp, yes.
You know?
That's the only kind to be. You don't want to think like, you know.
So when people start asking me like, what's your style?
Yeah.
I'm start being like trendy wasp.
Trendy wasp. I see that. Yeah.
Right?
An elevated wasp.
An elevated millennial wasp. Jesus. Oh my God. I have so many good answers when I start talking
now
about
you
clothes.
Know. Now you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you do have a little bit of prep to you in a good way.
Thanks.
Yes.
I try.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're nailing it.
Well, that's why I say I could never be alternative.
Yeah.
Alternative. Like if someone put a tattoo on me or something, or like, I don't know, a nose ring or like.
I feel you. I tried to be alternative.
Ridiculous.
My college, Emerson College, was very alternative. I was the only girl that showed up in pastels and I couldn't. I like tried to smoke a clove cigarette. It was like not for me.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, at least you dabbled.
Mm-hmm.
You dabbled in the alternative.
Alternative world.
Yeah.
I had like more piercings on my ear. It was not like a little cuff piercing. That was like the edgiest thing I ever did. Wasn't
see, I got you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're kind of one and the same. Yeah. I want to be like what you grew up with. You know?
I grew up great and then I don't know, went to college and like tried to like just fight all of that style, but it's still a very big part of me.
So then when did you start doing comedy before you moved to LA or did you move to LA?
So I moved to LA. I was writing comedy before I came to LA.
So how does somebody like get into writing? Like when did you know you were funny?
Okay. I always thought that comedy always made sense to me. I like loved this. I was the only girl who liked The Simpsons at 9 years old. I used to watch that with my dad. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. My dad very much influenced my sense of humor. When I was 6 years old, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And
I'm sorry.
No, she's fine now.
Shout out to her mom then.
Shout out to my mom. But the way that I got through it was through comedy. My dad, I remember when he told me she was going to get treatment, was like, I have good news and bad news. Bad news is mom has cancer. The good news is we can finally get that monkey. So,
oh my God.
And this was the 90s, so everyone wanted a monkey.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
You guys had a monkey?
I did not get a monkey, I wish.
Wait, but I didn't realize there was a time in the 90s that
everyone
wanted a monkey.
Because like, there were all these monkey movies. Like
I thought
Dunstan
that they
Jackson.
Like ripped off people's faces and then no one like even wanted to go to a zoo again.
They did, but then there were movies that totally glamorized that.
Interesting. But your dad sounds
my dad,
like a...
Yeah, it's great. And like so comedy was always a way of coping with things. I was a real big theater kid. I took myself very seriously in high school. I really thought I was going to be like the next Broadway star.
Oh my God. See, I was the same way too.
Right?
Yes.
And you were like a huge diva.
Yes.
Hung out with all like
the musical theater, the drama club.
Nerds.
Yes.
But I had this weird thing. I don't know if you had a similar experience where I partied in high school.
I did not.
Okay. So I partied in high school. So I was too cool to hang out with the theater kids because I partied, but I wasn't cool enough to hang out with like the jocks because I did theater. So I was
oh,
like,
so you were like caught in the
middle ground. Yeah.
Interesting.
Things didn't start making sense with me socially until like my senior year. But
yes, yeah. That's how my life went too.
Yeah. Senior year, we all became friends with each other. And I started throwing parties in my basement. And that made me like the cool kid because I had the great parties everyone wanted to go to.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah.
See, I never got to experience like that.
Well, you didn't really miss out for like the other years were terrible, but that was like fun.
No, but I feel like that's just like part of high school. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I never got to go and do that. I don't think like after senior year, that's when like that started happening.
Yeah.
But I would watch people like my freshman year, sophomore year, and they would like be going out and like just like being so hardcore. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I want pizza.
So you were like an indoor kid.
I've always been an indoor person.
Me too. Like, growing up, that was very much my style. Yeah. And then it wasn't until junior year that I started. I had a boyfriend. I started going out with him. I started going out more. And then I turned into a monster, I guess.
Well, my monsterness came later. But, you know, at least you got that experience.
Yeah, I got that experience. And that was great. But, yeah, so getting into comedy, I got into comedy because I always loved it. And I did theater. And I always did better with, like, a comedic plays.
Yeah.
Like Neil Simon like made sense to me. Like we used to do like black box theater, musical comedies. I would do well in that. I wouldn't do well with like dramatic.
But you know they say that anyone who can do comedy can do dramatic probably. Stuff, and but I, not everybody can who does dramatic, dramatic
can do can comedy. Do, yeah. It's like the understanding. But
I think, yeah. But I believe that. I think comedy is the hardest
probably
form
yeah.
of entertaining. Besides like I'm saying like dancing or a craft that like, you know what I mean? Your body has to know how
there's a formula to it. There's definitely like there's a formula to joke writing and there's a formula to like.
I love listening to y'all say stuff like that. Like,
there's a formula.
How did you know to like, when you started writing about comedy, how did you know how to do that?
I think, well, because I grew up watching The Simpsons to a point where I like could quote it, you know, and then I watched sitcoms constantly, like grew up on Friends and Will and Grace and like all those shows were just like very big. So I think I kind of knew the format and then. I went to college to be a broadcast journalism major, and comedy just kept following me. So I went to college to be a broadcast journalism major, and this is like the strangest thing ever, is the executive producer of Friends was an artist in residence at my college, Emerson College. And I really wanted to be like a serious journalist.
That's so cool.
Like that's all I want. I wanted to be Diane Sawyer. Like that's what I really thought I wanted to be. And we had this show that I would talk to that I was doing, and he scouted me, and he's like, "You're funny." And I didn't think I was funny. I just like, I like comedy, but I didn't think I was a funny person. He's like, "You're funny." And he had a program at Emerson where he worked with kids to create shows. So we were making pilots, which is like the first episode of a TV show that they try to sell. We were making pilots in college. So I worked on camera and writing with him on like 3 or 4 pilots. So when I graduated, I had all this stuff under me. But then, you know, in Hollywood, no one cared because it's like, yeah, you're like 20 years old, like get my coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what comedy happened. And then when I graduated, I was like, I love this, I want to keep doing this, but I also love hosting. And he was like, well, do you want to be a talking head or do you want to be like Tina Fey? And I was like, I want to be like Tina Fey. So I did improv wasn't really for me, and then stand-up made sense to me because people I admired like Joan Rivers and Chelsea Handler were doing it.
No, Joan Rivers is like,
yeah. And that was kind of, and I've always been writing. I was always a writer, and so that was kind of what it just made sense. And I took a stand-up comedy class, probably did the worst set of my life, and since then have just always been like working at it.
So then you learned along the way the formula.
Yeah. And there is,
what is the formula?
Set up, punchline, misdirect, you know, like there's all these different there's different types of jokes. If we like looked at someone's set, I could point them out to you, but then again, a lot of the formula is the anti-formula. So sometimes the formula,
what the fuck does that mean?
So if so sometimes the formula could be like that the punchline of that you say is not what the audience expects.
Okay.
So, like, if I was like, why did the chicken cross the road? The punchline, to get to the other side. Terrible joke.
Yeah.
But then, like, why did the chicken cross the road? To go to the liquor store. It would be, like, something that you wouldn't expect.
Oh, I like that.
So it's like throwing, like, comedy curveballs, you know.
Yeah.
But
throwing a wrench in it.
Right, right. But then also being authentic is another big part of it. Knowing your voice as a stand-up comedian. Like, what do you represent? Who are you?
But that... I'm really glad you just said that, because that is something I think you're so good at.
Oh, thank you.
Because you, and I, do you think shtick is a mean word? I like that word.
Shtick is, it's part everybody of what has we do. The, everyone has it. Amy Schumer has
of course.
The biggest shtick.
I think you have to have a shtick.
Yeah.
And your shtick, you work so well when you talk about like dating and relationships.
Thank you. Yeah.
I am
a sex columnist, or was. I haven't written in a while. But
wait, so that's true.
That is true. That's not a lie.
So you guys, she has this like, do you call it a bit?
A bit. Yeah, sure. I love how you're like nervous. You're like, can I call it?
Because I don't want to say anything offensive. If and like they're no. like, I called it a skit one time, and I'm and like, but Rachel skits, or somebody got mad at me.
But that's your theater background right there, because you would do skits, right?
Or like my all-girls Catholic school background, where like you have to do a religious skit at mass today.
So that's a thing. Yeah.
So it is a thing.
It's a thing. A skit, a sketch, whatever. They're all synonyms of each other.
But she does this bit where, what was I just talking about?
About being writing about dating.
Yes, right. She talks about how she's a sex columnist and compares herself to like being basic or whatever, Carrie Bradshaw. Mm-hmm. Like, what? So that's true?
That's true. Yeah. I've written about dating. I started writing for Hello Giggles about like 4 years ago. I haven't written them.
But did you start writing about it because you liked Sex and the City?
Yes. Well, that was like part of it, but then also because I kept feeling that I would be dating a lot. I had a lot of shitty things happen to me in dating, like anyone who's dating in Los Angeles. And for
me, it's the worst.
It's the worst. Mm-hmm. And so my outlet for it was stand-up comedy and then also writing. I used to have a blog for many years. It's still somewhat active, called Classy Conti. And I would just write these things. And it was less to like call men out, but more to be like, hey, have you had an experience similar, like ghosting? Or I called it Houdini-ing back in the day.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Like, it's the guy puts on this huge big show for you and you fall in love with him and like maybe you have sex with him, whatever. And then he disappears.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, what happened? Did that exist? You know?
Yeah.
So I started writing these articles about it. And Hello Giggles, I wrote a lot of stuff for Hello Giggles, Pop Sugar, and Elite Daily now currently.
Yes.
About dating. And I'm very curious. So I'll do anything. I'll try anything. And
I was reading that you had a podcast. And yes, on the podcast, you did a live Tinder date.
A live Tinder date. And this is like when Tinder was just coming out. I had a podcast.
Did he know?
They found out after, and like one of them like sent me a text being like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling really messed up that you did that. Like, I get it. Like,
isn't that illegal?
Probably.
I think it is. Like, you can't record somebody without their knowledge.
Without their knowledge.
Much less even like putting it out there.
But I did.
So you're my hero.
But after, I did say to him, I was like, while we were still mic'd, I was like, by the way, this is for a podcast. Like, because we revealed it to him at the end of the date.
Oh, he had a mic on?
I had a mic on me. So I had a mic in my bag.
So he thought it was legitimately a real Tinder date.
He thought it was legit. So I had it on. The podcast was called Do You Up.
Are you fucking
anymore.
Kidding me right now? This poor dude.
This poor dude. So I had a bag. I did it twice. I did it with two different guys at two different locations.
Oh my God.
And so I had the bag, and then my co-host was sitting over there, and he was like watching the whole thing with like his setup, and he was like listening, and he was like in my ear, but he didn't like, and I was just talking to him. So the whole date was recorded on the podcast. But I asked him after if it was okay, and they said yes. And so we released it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And we bleeped out their names, I think, and stuff like that. So,
is it still up there?
I think so.
I have to find this.
Yeah, my co-host is still running the podcast, and he calls it Sex Actually, which is not my podcast was called You Up, like the text you send.
I saw the name, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
And so it was a girl and female, it was the two of us doing it, and then so that exists, but it says Sex Actually, but it was our podcast. So yeah, that was like 2 years
holy
ago.
Shit.
Yeah.
I want to listen to a live Tinder date.
Yeah, well, and then I did it again on the Elite Daily Show for Hanukkah. I did the 7 dates of J-Swipe. And so, but I didn't broadcast the dates. I would do a check-in before and a check-in after, and I'd have challenges that I'd have to do on the date. So I would talk to my computer before and after about how it went, and I'd show their profile. And one guy is like still mad at me to this day about it.
Oh my God, you guys have to go to the Elite Daily. And what, you get that on Verizon Go 90?
Verizon Go 90, and now they're luckily, it's easier to share. Now they have links and stuff like that.
So it's on the web.
It's a Elite Daily show, not Elite Daily. It's like part of Elite Daily's brand. But
How long have you
been on it?
Yeah, it was so much fun. How long have you been doing that?
It's been a year now. We'll be going on a year in September.
Did you have to like audition for that?
I did. I had no idea what it was. I auditioned and I was like, okay, like Harry, I like thought it was like a one-time thing. Because you go as an actor, host, whatever, you go on auditions all the time, most of the time. You never hear from them. So I like stopped caring recently.
Oh my God.
And so I just went in, and then they were like, oh, we want a packet, like a writing packet, which is like another thing. I've been submitting packets to like late night shows forever, and just everything aligned, like my hosting and the packet and everything. I met the showrunner. They like, we got along, and I'm one of two hosts and writers on the show. And yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
How long have you been in LA?
Been in LA since 2009, so going on 7 years. I moved out here the day after Michael Jackson died.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, he's been dead like that long?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, oh, like the opposite. Yeah, it's been very long. Yeah.
For some reason, it feels like it was like last week.
No, I know, but it's like, it does feel right. But I also feels like I just moved out here last week sometimes to me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're right. Sometimes it feels like forever, and then sometimes it's like, oh, I'm new.
I'm new.
I'm like, new
you're
here.
Learning new things. You find a new neighborhood. You find a new place. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you been doing stand-up since you moved here?
Yes, since I moved here, with the exception of like a year and a half hiatus when I was dating this guy and I stopped doing stand-up, and then things ended with us in like the worst possible way. So I got back into it as a kind of therapy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is like some weird ass fucking therapy. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm on board with that.
It helps. A lot of comics do. And sometimes if you go to open mics, which is like when comics are warming up their material or rehearsing their material, a lot of times it's more of a therapy session than comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you subscribe to the stereotype that like all comics are psychotic?
Yes. And I think there's a part of me that's psychotic.
I mean, I feel like I'm psychotic too, but I mean like... Like, it's like a thing. Everybody talks about how comics are, like, insane.
Yes, you have to be crazy, but you also have to have an element of self-awareness to you.
Yeah.
And I think I have the more self-awareness. I think the comics that are insane but also are equally self-aware are the ones that do well. I think if you're just insane, like, that's only going to get you so far.
That's true.
Yeah. Because you have to know how to manage that insanity.
How did you know, like, how your shtick was going to be about dating and relationships and all that?
It just happened. It just happened. It was just kind of like...
You're, like, the perfect bait... Like, your stand-up and all that is the perfect, like, basic bitch single girl.
Thank you. Well, that's my brand. That is very much my brand.
That is your brand.
Yeah, that's very much my brand. Yeah. I don't know. It just happened. One of the things, though, is as a stand-up, you have to identify yourself to the audience. You have to explain to them who you are within that first minute or they lose interest.
Yeah.
So those were just the things that's true to who I am. It's maybe that's my... stage persona is an exaggeration of who I really am.
Of course. Like, I mean, anything in entertainment is an exaggeration.
Yes,
of course. Yes. So there's that.
Yeah.
But I just feel like you do it like perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Khaleesi's, y'all have to look at... I looked up your video, the Taylor Swift video that you made.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
She did like a mock... like song music video of Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York, except it's Welcome to
Valentine's Day. So welcome to V-Day. Like you'd say happy V-Day.
It's so funny because it's just like, it's everything that like we all fucking hate about Valentine's Day.
Yep. And there it is. It was for Pop Sugar.
And I love Pop Sugar. Yeah. So congrats to that
you.
Too.
Thank you. Yeah. That was a while. I worked with them for like a year and a half ago, I think, before Elite Daily.
Damn.
Was.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it was a fun website to work for.
Well, look at you. So, like, what are your, like, what do you hope will happen? Tina Fey,
yeah. More like Tina Fey, Amy Schumer, like having my own show someday. I love creating shows, developing shows.
Inside Amy Schumer is one of my favorite shows.
It's a great
in the
show.
Whole world.
She's really good. She's really, like, you know, has her finger on the pulse of, and really defines, they're not just funny, they're also, like, so they also are social commentary, which is definitely
absolutely
what I strive to do with comedy, because it's, you know, you can tell a dick joke, you know, but why are you telling that dick joke?
So like, how often do you like wrote like make new material? Like how
a lot. I try to as much as possible. I never do the same set twice. I try to mix it up as much as I can. So maybe it's like writing a new joke and writing another one, but I haven't done stand-up as much as I used to. I used to do it like pretty much at least every week, and now I feel like I'm doing it like once a month, which is not good. So
God, it's just like so weird. I feel like nobody really talks about like what comedians go through.
Yeah.
There needs to be a reality show that's like the life of...
There was a really good one called Funny Girls that was on...
Oh, yeah. I think I remember. I never saw it, but I remember that being a thing.
It was good. It was on Oxygen. My good friend Nicole Amy Schreiber's on it, who's hilarious. You would love her. And yeah, they have a really... It was really very... I don't think it got a second season, but it was a very...
Okay,
well,
Bravo
show.
Needs to make one then.
Yeah, so there you go.
You know what I mean?
You can executive produce.
Yeah, I'll executive produce. Let's do a lead-in with Vanderpump Rules and just have it.
So it's like you will play like the Lisa Vanderpump character, but for this, you know.
Yeah,
like
basically I'm going to mentor them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to mentor all of these.
You open up a comedy club.
Yes.
You run it. All you mentor the comedians.
Yeah. I'm Charlie.
I love it.
That's, you know, perfect. And all of you guys are just my angels.
I love it. You should do it.
And basically like...
This is a pitch, but I love if anyone's interested in
a madam. You know what I mean?
It.
Like, I run the whorehouse, and don't you forget it.
That's perfect. Let's do it.
That would actually be, like, a really fun
show. It would.
I would love to do that. Wait, I read that you were on Candidly Nicole.
I played Nicole's best friend on an episode.
See, that is goals.
I hate that I have to say that, played.
But you know what I mean?
Goals. It was really fucking cool. She is amazing. She's incredible.
She's one of the funniest people I've ever seen.
And so nice. And, like, so down to earth. And, like, really, I really felt like we were friends when we were shooting it. And just hilarious. And it was weird because I had that moment of being like, oh my gosh, I remember watching Simple Life growing up all the time and like thinking that was the best show ever. And here I am, like, I'm like, oh my God, this like makes me like Paris, but I like wasn't, you know. But it was like one episode about being tall, and I am tall compared to her. So
Wait,
that was the episode.
I can't wait to go back and watch that.
Yeah, I don't say a lot. They cut out. They cut
I don't give
out
a shit. Just as long as I see your face.
Time. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm turning 29, but I'll be forever.
Okay.
21.
Do you remember, speaking of Simple Life, when Nicole Richie had her makeover?
Of course. Like, and the new first haircut. And I was like, should I cut my hair
she
short?
She like got like super so skinny, cut her hair short. I did cut my hair short. It was a big mistake because I was larger back then. So it didn't fit.
Yeah.
I just remember being like, okay, Nicole Richie is now like goals in every single way.
In every single way.
Before goals was a word.
Yeah, she was.
We were all saying goals.
Well, and it's also the ultimate friend, like revenge. When you break up with a friend, you want to show that you're doing better than them, right?
Why did they break up?
I think probably some argument. I don't know.
An argument.
I don't know.
Do you know how many times I get in arguments
maybe
with my friends?
Difference of opinion on Simple Life, maybe.
Wait,
I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea.
That's why they're not friends?
I don't know why they're not friends. These are all speculations.
Like, why are Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian not friends?
Well, maybe Paris Hilton's the problem. Maybe it's difficult to be friends with Paris Hilton.
I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
I mean, I follow her on Instagram.
You do?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, because I'm like, what's Paris Hilton up to? And now I know. It's a lot of selfies.
Well, she's always DJing.
Like, always has like full hair and makeup.
Yeah, like in another country.
Yeah, another country. Has
and
very
she's always
feet.
Wearing her purse that she designs. I'm like, you're still doing that? Like, didn't I see that on like making behind the scenes of the music video? Like, you know, like in an MTV. Remember when they used to do that? Like making
that.
The video?
Yeah.
I feel like she was making her like stars are blind or whatever the fuck.
But how depressing talking it about. Is to be Paris Hilton when like she was the original like celebrity that did nothing. And now there's like so many.
So
you know?
I was talking. It's so interesting that you said that. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. And they're like, do you know that like in China, not just China, in all parts of Asia and different parts of other continents, but Asia is the one main one they were saying. Like, Paris Hilton is still the biggest thing in the entire
Interesting.
World.
Interesting.
She is still the biggest thing everywhere else but the United States.
Because they she said represents everything that is so... she looks like American Beauty. Like, what probably people outside of America...
Yeah, so
American
she's
Beauty.
Still killing it.
That's funny.
She's still, like, she
That's
does...
That's why she's traveling all the time.
She don't need a man.
She doesn't. But she has one, doesn't she?
I mean... I don't know.
It's like in the...
She's always like going out with random people.
Yeah. Still DJing.
Like, still DJing. Is that like a thing? Do people just like turn into DJs?
I think they
are you going to be like... Are you going to be the first ever comedian DJ?
And I'll do jokes between songs?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Like, how does one get into DJing?
I don't know. I
wonder
I feel
this.
Like it's like you love clubs so much, right? And then you reach a point where you're like, it's sad that I'm still going to clubs. So you're like, oh, I'll make it about me. I'll DJ.
But see, that's... I love that you just said that because that is my... Like, that's the... Like, the image that I always had in my head about a DJ is that like they're just in clubs putting on the next song.
Yeah.
Now DJ means something more.
Totally different.
It means like they're like you're producing music.
DJ,
and stuff?
Yeah, they're producing.
Calvin Harris, what are you doing? I thought you just put on a playlist.
No, he like they're like involved. They're like, you know, not scratching records. I sound so dumb, but like I've seen DJs like do percussion while they're DJing.
I would still say scratching records.
Scratching, but I've seen them with like drumsticks, like hitting a drum, like an electronic drum while DJing.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, I've seen more like where it's more involved and it's not just I have like the playlist and then just going like this. I've seen more involved.
Where it's like a gift and a talent.
Yeah, and it is like they are working, you know, they're working. But I don't see a lot of DJs.
Yeah, I don't either. Probably because like I don't remember last time I was at a club.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you last time I was at a club.
Like,
I have no idea.
When people come in town, they're like, can we go to Nice Guy? I'm like, honestly, like, the only thing I know about Nice Guy is that Gigi Hadid goes there often on Daily
but
Mail.
But it's not even a... Like, Nice Guy's not even a club.
I don't even think to go... I don't
like,
think about
annoying.
It anymore.
You can't take pictures there. Is that
you
what
can't?
Makes them a club? Yeah, that's the only... I was there once and I got yelled at because I took...
But they filmed Keeping Up with the Kardashians there.
Well, because I'm sure, like, that's fine. But, like, as a patron there, I tried... I was taking a selfie of myself. Not even of anyone around me.
Jesus.
And the bartender's like, ma'am, you can't do that. And I was like, okay. And then I, like, put my phone away and the manager comes up to me and it's like, excuse me, ma'am, again. Like, and I was like, I put my phone away.
Oh my God, it's like Soho House.
Yeah.
Except I never even understood that at Soho
House.
No, but
they don't care at Soho House. I've taken so many pictures at Soho House and I've never been like stopped. I've tagged Soho House and things and no one stops.
Do you know that I've done my podcast at Soho House?
Of course, they don't care.
And they know they did.
They did?
They came over and I told them I was hunting for ghosts. And then they looked at me and they went back and they didn't know I was kidding. And then they came back and they're like, no, seriously, like, what is this for? I'm like, honestly, like, I just like do this like little podcasty thing. Yeah. Like, you don't, it doesn't even matter. That's and so, so like, they were just convinced I was like some loser that like, like finagled my way into Soho House.
That's so funny.
And
are yeah. you a member?
No, I'm not a member. I'd like to be.
I'm not a member either.
I want to be. Me but too. See, I heard that they don't let reality people in. Like that they keep turning down Kim Kardashian. So I'm really? Like, well, what if I lead with my podcast and then podcast. They never know that I've ever been on a reality show?
Yeah, well, I think they are really, the thing I've heard about them is that they really do love, it's supposed to be a place where creatives can go work.
Yeah.
And your podcast is not just
that's
a reality.
That's creative. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I feel like I have a shot.
I think you have a shot.
You know,
yeah, you have to make sure that the three people that recommend you aren't reality stars,
but they reality stars aren't. Yeah, they wouldn't be. Have you ever like I've never seen a reality yeah. star in there besides like no
well, probably like if they were invited by someone.
Yeah,
right. I don't know. I'm not a member. I'm talking like I know.
Shit, we need to figure this out. Are you guys looking for a present for anyone? Because I'm looking for presents for people because their wedding's going on. Their yes. birthdays. It's Gabby's birthday this weekend.
God, thank you.
So I always talk about how we all wait to the last minute to like look for presents and gifts. And that's why I'm here to help you with my drawer. My Stassi stash. You know what I'm saying? And this is my favorite one, actually. Framebridge. Because do you know how expensive it is to frame something?
Very expensive.
Like the most.
Very expensive.
I went and got two things framed recently and it cost me $600 and I almost puked.
No. More expensive than the work. The artwork, right?
Yes. Insane. Most of the time it is.
Insane.
And that's why I really like Framebridge, because it's a website where you can actually even like upload your Instagram photos. Like you can just like attach like your Instagram to it and say, I want this framed. And it's blown up and it looks amazing. And there's so many different frames that you can choose from in whatever size you want. And it's so freaking affordable. I'm telling you, their prices start at $39.
Crazy.
And they don't really get that high.
That's insane.
I am gonna like I'm gonna have to post, because I have one in there. I'll show you after. Yeah. The photo that I got done with Framebridge is like one of the most complimented photos that I have, probably because it's of my backside and it's like a little bit photoshopped, so I look better.
But, I love that. That's great though.
But the frame looks absolutely amazing, and it was so affordable. I'm telling you, it makes framing so much easier. So instead of going to Aaron Brothers or like a frame shop, all you have to do is upload your photo to Framebridge. So you don't even need to have a copy of it. And they do all the work for you once you just like pick the frame that you want and the sizing you want. But if you go to framebridge.com and use my promo code Stassi, you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So that's framebridge.com, FrameBridge.com, and use my promo code Stassi and you'll save 15% off. So I just feel like that's a really good present for like, especially a wedding.
A wedding is good, or like for someone, yeah, someone's birthday, you know, like those photo collages that people post on Instagram, just like frame it.
Frame that. Oh my God. That is the most basic bitch thing I've ever heard. If you framed the photo collage,
but you can't look better than the birthday girl in the picture. That's because that's the thing that all girls do, right? And it's like, whose birthday is this?
That, do you know how much that drives me absolutely insane?
It's like, those are terrible people.
God damn it. Okay. Are you single right now?
Very single, yes.
How long have you been single?
I have been single since 2012, I think, 13?
It's been three or four years.
It's been three Valentine's Day.
Three Valentine's
since
Days.
That I've been single.
So do you mind getting into this?
Sure. No, I love talking about my dating life.
So, because I love this. All my friends are always in relationships.
Yeah, no, I'm the token single. And I've been on Bumble. I didn't get accepted on Raya. It's fine.
Just wait. There's time.
There's time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've been on every. Yeah. So, yeah. Anything you need to know.
So, wait. Oh, my God. I love this. How long have you been on dating apps?
I've been on dating apps. So dating apps for me, let's see. I was like, very early adapter to Tinder.
Are you still on Tinder?
No, I deleted all my dating apps recently.
Why?
Because it was just too much. It was just too many bad dates. And I'm just like, you know what? I've just been career focused. I know that sounds so cliche. And just like not being like, I don't want to go on like bad first dates anymore. I'm like sick of it.
Can you get Bumble? So you don't have any apps still on your phone?
I don't.
You have no exchange from a dude with you? Right,
probably
now.
Well, yeah, I definitely have things of like I could find old meth because I Instagram them. I shame guys that do shit.
Oh my
me.
God, then we can take a break right now.
Yeah,
and I'm going to where you're gonna look that up.
Okay.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
I have another present that's like super, super innovative and fun. It's like a chic tracker. Okay.
Cool.
It's like, you know when...
Cool.
Like, you know when people lose things? I don't ever lose things. Patrick, my boyfriend, does all the time. Mm-hmm. My friends do all the time. Their keys, their wallets, their mm-hmm. phones, their purses, their yep. dogs. Like, they lose shit all the time, and mm-hmm. it drives me nuts. And so there's this thing now. I guess it's called the tracker. Or is it tracker? I don't want to like get it wrong.
Probably tracker.
Let's just go tracker.
Tracker. Yeah.
But they're cute because they're coin sized. Ooh. And they're like chic and simple. Yeah. And like some of them come in rose gold or silver or blue or regular gold. Nice. Like rose gold all day.
Love it.
Every day.
Love it.
You yeah. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look like a weird alarm.
Yeah.
And it like connects to an app. So like ooh. On your phone, if you have GPS or whatever the heck, like basically you can look up on your phone like wherever your tracker thing is and find it. Interesting fact, the way that the people came up with mm-hmm. this idea was because there were these people who were out on the beach and they had brought their car mm-hmm. and the car was about to get towed, but they couldn't find their key or their keys or something.
Oh, no.
And they were about to get fined like thousands of dollars. Ugh. And so they were like, oh my god, if I just would have had a tracker on my keys, this never would have happened.
Yep. Well, I was thinking of cars too, when you park your car and you can't find it.
Oh!
That always happens to me in Santa Monica because all those parking structures look the same.
Oh my gosh.
You could do it for that. You could track your car. You could find out the location of where your
you
car
are so
is,
right. That right? I like that even better
yeah,
because I do
keys,
lose my car.
Right? And it's like, I mean, you're not dumb. It's just like you parked it somewhere. You don't remember what level you were rushing when you parked. It happens to me like every day of my life.
You are so right.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. That's like, I'm using mine for like my dogs at this point.
Okay.
But now I'm just going to move it to my car.
Your car and cell phone too. Cell phone is very easy to lose a cell phone.
I don't.
Not you because you're perfect, but.
Because I'm perfect. Yeah. So there's that. And yeah, no, mm-hmm. I don't lose shit.
Yeah. Well, if it gets stolen.
That's true.
It gets stolen.
See, all these things that I'm thinking about.
Cell phones get stolen a lot, especially like if you have a nice one.
You're right.
Like a good case. Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, this is even better gift than I thought before.
It's a good one. And laptops too also get stolen.
Yes.
Two places. I mean, I think they have trackers on cell phones and laptops, but as backup.
Yeah, backup. You need two.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing. And they come in bulk. So it's like if you just like buy a group of them, you
put
can
them
give
everywhere.
Them as like, yeah, put them everywhere. Yeah. Hand them out as like presents or like gift things
but then
or whatever.
You track your friends. Well, their stuff, their equipment.
I can
like,
track
you can
my
track
friend's,
your friend's stuff.
Stuff. Yes.
So you know.
So
where
like
your friend's car.
Yes, where my
you
friend's car is.
Yeah, you can track friends' cars.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. I can also give you right now 30% off your entire order.
Ooh.
If you go to thetracker.com, thetracker.com, and enter promo code Stassi. That's 30% off. That's a lot.
That is.
So don't lose your shit, peeps. Mm. Okay. Let's get into a little like dating
stitches. Stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I want to hear some of your worst exchanges. Like, okay, mm-hmm. because I've been very vocal and open about like when me and Patrick go through breakups, like
yeah.
we're not ashamed to say that we're a breakup makeup couple and
oh.
we're trying to not be that way.
Okay.
But that happens often.
Yeah.
And so I talked about how I got on Raya mm-hmm. and I was like messaging someone and I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what your openers are for like what or what to say back to them.
I have not been single in a long time. And
yeah.
granted, I'm not right now. I'm going back to when mm-hmm. I did this and it like horrified me. And I was like, I want to be with Patrick. I don't want to message
well,
strangers.
Actually, I could do you want me to re-download my Bumble for the purpose of this podcast? So
fuck
I can
yeah.
go,
well, all
of
your
that.
Messages just
yeah,
pop up.
Yeah, I think
up.
They do. Yeah, because I've done it before. I've downloaded it and re-downloaded it. So
like,
I will do
that. Let's teach people
what
to
say. Because I think I'm pretty good. I think I've gotten it down to a science. But my issue with Bumble is that I feel like the quality of men on there are not amazing.
Is there an app where you're like the quality of men on here is like
no
awesome.
There's definitely maybe Raya. I don't know. I'm not a member.
I'm here to tell you no.
Yeah, no.
I'm here to tell you no.
There's just something I don't know. There's like something about like I've dated guys on Bumble. I think it's just weird because they're like a stranger and you go on a date with them and the date either goes really well and then things escalate too quickly or it goes really badly and then you never see them again and there's no in between.
Yeah, like wait, like Oh my God, you're so right.
Right? Like, that's because it's either going to go, you're either going to want to fuck them, and then you do. And then, like, or, and then you're like, wait, I don't want this. This is a stranger. Or you don't fuck them, and, like, you're just like, okay, now what? And then it fizzes. Or you just, you think they're terrible, and then you have to come up with an excuse to leave.
I would just be like, you're terrible. I'm going to go.
I wish I've tried that. It's like, sometimes I've lied. I've said I parked at a meter and my meter's up. Like, I've said all these, like.
I would just be like, you know what? You're terrible and I'm going to pay for this so you can go.
So you can go. That's good. I think that's a good way to do it. That's what I should do.
Like, it, I was thinking about it. Like,
yeah, they're
when
all still here.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
They're all still here. But oh, there also was a thing. This was weird. Like, there's Bumble BFF. So I have like a BFF that, because I like was playing with it. I was like, what? I don't understand it. So I have a BFF who messaged me. I was like, cool. Not gonna, like, I have friends.
That is so weird.
So weird. Yeah.
So like you can just like go on Bumble to meet friends.
Yeah.
Well, you, like, swiped right.
I swiped, well, because I was playing around with it, and actually the girl that I matched with ended up being like the CEO of Bumble or something like that. And I was like, oh cool, that sounds like a fun person to know. And that was,
she just wanted to be BFFs.
Yeah. And then that was it. Like, we literally, our exchange is just 24-hour rule on my BFF chats is terrifying. And then she sent me a GIF, and then I sent her a GIF, and like that was
what
it.
I'm
was
looking at this. This is so weird.
As I'm like outing like one of the like higher ups of Bumble.
That like feels like it feels lesbianish.
Yes, exactly. That's what it felt like. And when I was, that's why I got off it, because I was like on it and I was like, this feels weird. Like what, like how do you swipe for a friend? Because you find them attractive or because like you like the same activities, but people don't tell, like they don't reveal that much on these dating apps. Like, you know, I feel like they should be, there should be actually an app to match friends based on ClassPass.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't have any friends.
So if you're into ClassPass, it could match like friends that you can go to a yoga class with, or friends that you can fuck go, that. You know, like that would be fun.
Maybe they
that.
Could match me with like the most, like, you know, you use the same shopping sites.
Or people who want to watch The Bachelorette with you.
I mean, I don't want strangers you to don't watch The Bachelorette with me. I'm like, I really enjoy alone time.
Yeah, me too. So, like, I'm the same way. I'm an only child. You have siblings, right?
But I'm the oldest.
So you kind of had your own like time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, leave me alone, bitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wait, you're a Cancer too, then.
I'm a Cancer, yeah. Cancer only child. So I do also like love. I don't feel the need to like be social all the time.
This is so weird. Like, yeah. So like when you go on a date and like you guys have just like had like a few texts exchanged, yeah. What's like, do you say when you get there? Like, hey, like how's your Bumble experience?
Yeah,
been?
They always talk about that. I feel like that always comes up. It's like, do you do this a lot? And the guy's always like, yeah, I never do this. And I'm like, no, I've seriously been online dating for like 4 years now.
Do you say that?
No, I lie. I'm like, oh my God, no, Liz, you're like my like second.
You know what? I wish somebody would just be like, yeah, I've done this for a really fucking long time, yeah, and it sucks. But instead everybody's like, I never do this.
Yeah, but they all lie. They all do it. And then the other thing that sucks about dating apps is, see, I feel like I don't really have any baggage. I know that sounds like, I don't have any baggage, I'm great. But like, there's no ex that I'm like still hanging on to. There's no, like, you know, I'm like ready. I am ready for a relationship. I wasn't, now I am.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I'm on these dating apps, the people that are on those dating apps are not ready for a relationship. They just want to fuck, or they want like company because they just are coming out of a breakup, or they still, like, I did a guy I met on Bumble still lived with his ex, like
oh my God, yeah. See, wait, that's,
or they have a foot fetish, like there's just, ugh, it's a fucking worst. Graveyard of like nightmares of these, like, it's just, it's too much. It's like, or they haven't figured out their life and they're like 37 and you're like, figure out your life.
Wait, but this is also true, because when I got on Raya, someone made fun of me, like a random dude who I met, like made fun of me. He's like, why are you on a dating app? Like, seriously. And I was like, why are you at, like, why are you trying to make me feel bad, yeah, about it? And he's like, I just feel like you could meet people anywhere. I'm, oh, like, you know what? I am going like through, yeah, a recent breakup, as in like 2 days ago. And this happens often.
Yeah.
And so like, sometimes when I, like, I think that I probably should take it seriously. Mm-hmm. I like go on it to just like make myself do something,
yeah,
you know, to make myself, to get, yeah, to like message somebody that I've never met, nor, yeah, do I actually even care to meet, just because I'm like trying to not cry.
Also, to be honest, like, is someone like you seem very busy. I think the more busier you are, the more shit you have going for you, it's probably harder to meet people, you know.
Well, that's true. And like all of the circle that we ride in, like, yeah, they've all just dated.
And that's
all dated
too.
Each other.
So like, you obviously want to get out of your circle. How are you supposed to meet other people? Like, that's why dating apps should work. But there's definitely issues with them.
But see, I only messaged back one person, mm-hmm, and like it was traumatizing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was actually traumatizing.
It is. And
he like snapped at me.
Like, well, then that's when you block them and you don't talk to them. But it's just, yeah, I mean, these guys were all pretty. Well, so I went on a Bumble date with one guy. And that's like one of the, yeah, I actually don't have a message from him. But I went on a Bumble date with one guy and he like was so aggressive. Like, we just got wine and then he wanted me to come to dinner with him after to meet all his friends. And then he like kept on like asking me to like all these text messages of like making plans. And I'm like, dude, no. Like, and it's hard because you can't say no. Something like you want to say no, but it just feels like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's scary.
Like I'm like really good at saying no though, yeah, nowadays. Like, but I've gotten better at
the
it.
The other element of it is if they're in the industry and like I'm somewhere in my life.
Oh, you're scared that they're gonna like.
Yeah, you don't
blacklist
want, like,
you
not blacklist
in a way,
it, but it feels like that because you go on dates with guys and they like work for a management company or they know some or they work for a production company or whatever, and maybe you're not feeling it on the date, but you still don't want to burn your bridge. Not saying that you would, I wouldn't hook up with them, but I don't want to make them mad by being like bye, nor do I, but I also don't want to lead them on to think that something romantic could happen. So you're kind of stuck in a really shitty.
Dude, that. I'm like, I feel you.
Like, I feel for you. Less women, like, you know, in comedy, in like creatives, like it's still a boys club. And I think that's really the thing that, you know, not saying that
it is a boys club because you don't hear us being like, dude, you don't have sex with me tonight or like treat me well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and tell my friend Jessica and she's not going to hire you for this.
No, it happens, we don't. And it happens a lot. It really does. And then there are girls that.
That's like a real thing.
It is a real thing. And then there's girls that do, like, not to out any girls and not to slut shame. But the issue, I think, with if girls do hook up with guys and that's why they think, you know, to advance their career. But I feel like you can only fuck your way to the middle. You can't fuck your way to the top.
Yeah.
Like, then men think it's okay to treat women like that. So you're kind of just like. And then there's the few that actually are in love or whatever. I don't know. It's just a mind fuck. But I do feel like a lot of, or I've had situations with like men in power where it was a business thing. And then you go and get your business drinks with them and it's clearly not a date. And then they're like, that was great. Hey, do you want to go get dinner or like suggest something romantic next? And you're like, this was like, what part about work drinks do you not understand? And when you say you're single, they just assume that you're up for grabs.
I don't ever actually nowadays believe in work drinks with a man anymore. Unless he's like been your boss for a while or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it's just a random person who you met and they're like, let's like go discuss something like over drinks. Like, do you have an office? Because I'd be happy to go there.
But as someone who's like a writer, content creator, like I'm also in the business of selling things. So if I have like a script, I want to try to sell it.
Yeah.
And I could like meet with someone who like works at this never happened. But like, for example, I could be like wanting to talk to someone who like works at a production company to try to sell something. And then he thinks that I'm like, it's just a whole, it happens a lot.
Damn.
And it's not just me. It's like other women who, we don't talk about it that much, but it's shitty.
Wait, can you talk about some, do you have any exchanges you could read me that are like,
these are not work things. These are just Bumble stuff.
Yeah. Cause I want to like know like what a conversation is like.
Okay. Well, so this was, you want like a like actual Bumble talking on Bumble conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless there's a better one. Once
well,
you guys
have
already exchanged
numbers. I have one of a guy that I went on a few dates with and then like, I was still interested in him, but I got really busy. And he, instead of like being understanding, he just like went.
Okay, wait. So then let's start with the Bumble ones and then we'll end on.
I have both of those things. Okay.
Yeah, we'll end on Hannibal Lecter.
So some of these people also, it's like, where do they have these filters on Bumble where it's like, you should say you support Trump. Like, who says that on Bumble? That's so weird. Who, like, I don't know.
Do you have to like fill out like a bio on Bumble?
Not a very extensive bio. Oh, so this was a date. I should have read the red flags. I went on a date with this guy. And this is the one that like kept texting me a lot and like wanted to hang out. And
wait, are you
interested.
The orange or the gray?
I'm the orange.
Oh my god, he's the gray.
And I don't know why.
I'm gonna read this.
I don't
right
know
now.
Why I didn't like think after that exchange. I don't know why I decided to go on a date with this guy.
Okay, let's read each other. I'm the guy.
Okay,
and you're
okay.
You.
So Bumble, the girl has to make the opening line. So I what
that's
I
annoying
do,
first of
which
all,
which is annoying. So I what I do is I look at their profile. And I pull something from their profile. So I think, wait, that's not view profile. So there must have been some reference. Did he say something about Batman?
To Batman.
Maybe
info.
Not.
Okay, let's see this dude. Fun and cool and interesting and smart. Are you fucking kidding me? You swiped right
there
for
might
that.
Have been a different. There, he had to have something about
the
Batman.
Only thing he knows to write is fun and cool and interesting and smart. Oh, no, he didn't write that. Just that. He goes, period, 6'3". Period.
I think it was a
swipe
six,
right.
A 6'3" that made me swipe
right.
Right.
Anyone who wrote, oh my God, this is fascinating.
So I think I said Batman. I don't know. Maybe I was drunk. I don't remember why I said that, but that was my opening line to him.
Okay.
So,
I'm going to go to done. Go back to the messages. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to read this right now. Like,
okay.
we're in a skit. In a skit.
Batman.
Bruce. Nice to meet you. Not even parentheses, okay? What are those, brackets? He didn't even use parentheses, you guys. He used brackets.
Brackets, yeah.
So it was Bruce. Nice to meet you. Open bracket. kiss on the hand, close bracket, period. Oh my God. I would stand, comma, but I'm very sore and tired right now from fighting crime and being hungover, comma. So I'm just going to lie down right here on the couch while Alfred makes us some tea and crumpets.
I think I was like, oh, cool, he has help.
Wait a second. First of all, this is either like the most genius man ever.
Yeah, right?
Or
a crazy person.
A legit.
And he was a crazy person. He was a crazy person.
Like, I'm pretty sure like season two of Making a Murderer is going to be this dude.
Yeah.
So we'll continue.
So I wrote back, sounds delightful. Apparently I'm a terrible texter. I'm very
I'm sorry. How can you not be? I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Then he writes, doesn't it? I want to lie around and be waited on all day today. But unfortunately, I'm about to get up and go to work and it's Monday.
So I'm thinking he has a job. Great. And I said,
he wrote
Mondays, man.
That's what you wrote. Oh my God. So wordy.
I actually had got called out from another guy saying that I'm a terrible texter. And it's only when I'm not into a guy, that's how I text.
I'm a terrible texter with anybody, with my mom, with Jesus, with the love of my life. It doesn't matter who it's with. My future child, I'm going to still be a shit texter.
Okay. Okay.
So he writes, you seem like you have a cool job. Then he writes another one. Do you still get a case of the Mondays? Who is this person?
A mistake.
Oh my God.
And I wrote, I do. I love it. Yeah. Mainly just the commute to Burbank kills me a little. Are you a manager? Because he worked at a management company and I'm currently looking for new representation.
Oh my God. He goes, I'm not. I'm Guymon Cassidy's assistant.
Yeah. I don't know. Someone.
I'm leaving though. And actually might take a job at STX. ... in Burbank with like a huff and puff face, then a new one. Oh, he wrote Burbank because you guys are,
he knows that we you just wrote Burbank commuting buddies or something.
Totally. And then he goes, where do you live? ? Then you never responded. So then he goes, I feel like we've met?
What? And then I wrote, oh nice, Burbank isn't terrible, just the commute. I live in West Hollywood and yes, it's possible. Where do you think we met?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to take this job if I can squeeze enough money out of them. Oh my God.
I don't know why.
This is amazing.
I also don't think I read all of it. I think I skimmed. I really don't think I read all of
it. Oh my God, Gabby, this is like really fucking hilarious. I'm going to start over with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is to him saying, or to Gabby saying, where do you think we met? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to take this job if I can squeeze enough money out of them.
I didn't even ask him that.
I live in the Fairfax district, so basically WeHo. The commute to Burbank ain't that bad, but would be better if I had a live/work loft and was my own boss. Working towards that. With an emoji face that I've never seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
New message from him. Not quite sure where we might have met. Maybe you just have a familiar way about you.
A familiar way about you? So he's calling me basic.
But, well, listen.
I mean, he's heard my material.
No shame. Then another one, because you didn't respond. Want to meet for coffee this weekend or a drink early evening Saturday night?
Early evening Saturday night drink. That's aggressive, by the way.
Coffee? That's more aggressive.
Coffee
because you have
is
to be
more
sober.
Aggressive. You have to be sober, yeah.
So this is your last
and
message.
And I go, that's awesome. My parents are actually in town. I can next week. Here's my number. And I give him my number. And then we met for drinks at Zinc. Well, he called me.
Oh my God, he legit is a psychopath. Nobody calls somebody without warning them that they're gonna call them.
So we were texting, and then I could probably find the text, but that's like, so we were texting and we had made plans to hang out Friday, right? And then I never heard from him Friday until 5 p.m. And I was somehow,
that's rude.
Which is rude. And he called me to like apologize. And I was getting my nails done and I was going to go to yoga. And then he's like, do you want to go have a glass of rosé at Zinc? Which was like,
did he actually say rosé?
I think he did say
rosé. That is so weird.
I think he said that.
That is so weird.
And so I said yes, because not because I was like interested in him, just because I was like, you know what? That sounds like a thing I would want to do right now is. And I'm curious. I'm like, I have to know who this like insane person is. And he was absolutely insane. And he was the one that after the date was like, my friends and I are going to Koreatown. You're coming. And I'm like, no, I just met you. Like, I'm going home. I have other plans. Like, that's
so you didn't go?
Is. Of course not. And then I got all these texts from him and he kept on asking me out. And then we like follow each other on Snapchat.
You follow him on
Snapchat?
Yeah, because
when you follow someone on Snapchat, when you follow someone on Snapchat, it's hard to unfollow. It's like a process to unfollow them.
Oh, I've done that.
Really?
I don't care.
Like sometimes if they don't really, I don't think he posts a ton. So I don't really.
Because listen, if I'm following someone on Snapchat that I would never like care to look at their snaps,
yeah, he hasn't posted in. He's like one of those that doesn't post a lot. So like when it comes up, I'm just like, oh, all right, that guy.
But it accidentally goes into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're looking at somebody else's and it accidentally goes into it.
Well, I delete the ones that I shouldn't be looking at, that I don't want them seeing that I'm looking. So then I unfollow those people. But if it's someone that like they follow me,
and I'm then
like,
you get whatever. Like a friend to follow them.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I haven't done that in a while. So.
I love doing that.
Yeah. You're like, what are they doing?
That's like my fave.
Yeah.
I was just talking about yesterday, I think on my podcast, or maybe just to somebody in general, I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when, like, whenever I was single back in the day, and I'm talking early 20s, when like I was like interested in a dude, or if like he dumped me, or like not even, we weren't even together, just like ghosted or something. Or when I got in a breakup with my boyfriend, I would like go on Facebook and have my friends write on my wall like, oh my God, like I was so obsessed with you last night. Like kiss, kiss, let's do it again.
That's a good move.
No, it's not. It's the most transparent.
Would you unfriend? I would unfriend every time I broke up with someone, I would unfriend them and block them and stuff.
No, because then I can't stop.
And that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I did that. And that
it's was like, that's
mistake.
Such an amateur move.
Very amateur move. I don't do that anymore, but.
That's because your brain is just like adapted.
My
last, like,
my exes from my early 20s, like we're not Facebook friends anymore.
Well, you can still ask them.
I think I have, and they were like, I'm seeing someone, leave me alone.
Yeah, one person denied me, and I was like, seriously? I put in the time to be, like, your Facebook friend, like, at the least. Like, you better fucking, like, accept it, and he never did.
Rude.
That's so annoying.
So annoying.
Do you know how much of, like, my sanity I gave you?
Yeah.
My soul?
Your time?
And you, yeah, my time.
and you can't even
my dignity?
And
you can't even, like, let me be your friend so I can stalk your wife and child?
That is my liberty as a human being.
As a human being, that is my right. I need you to stop fucking it up.
That's so funny.
So we started on a Bumble conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then there was another. I shamed a guy who I went on a Bumble date with, but I can't find the text because they made me take it down on Instagram.
Okay, well, then explain to me what you did.
So I went on a date with this guy, and it was a brunch date, and he wanted to go to BLD, which is a great brunch spot.
Yeah, I love BLD.
Like, I like an idea for like, of a brunch date, because I'm like, great, there's drinking, it's breakfast, cool. So I go.
I don't know, because like I love Eggs Benedict, and like I wouldn't want to stuff my face. Because then I feel like if somebody asks you to brunch on a first date, you have to like pretend to like granola and berries.
True.
It's like, fuck that. You know,
or a nice smoothie bowl.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, that's
no. I think happy hour is probably the best first date you can.
I agree because it's not too committal. It's perfect.
You don't have to eat or think about what you want to order, and you can get drunk.
And if you get so drunk that you need food, it's an option.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
But yeah, so this guy, we went to brunch. He asked me out to go to BLD. He didn't make a reservation, which was idiotic. I had a small window of time, that he knew about. And so we went to this place next door. I find out that he's a vegetarian, not only a vegetarian, a very preachy vegetarian, which is the worst kind of vegetarians, where he's like, and talking about his fitness life and also saying things like, yeah, I'm probably not the number one, like, best person at my company or something like that. Like, I'm probably the number, like, 20, and there's, like, 20 people in his company. Like, saying shit, like, I'm like, what is your life? Like, but, like, runs marathons, and, like, that's his thing that he has going for him. It's very, like...
Fitness people are, like, already, like, crossed off.
Right, exactly. And so I was not feeling it. The date was over. He texted me, and then he kept asking me out on a second date, kept asking me out. And even so much that it was like Super Bowl weekend, and he asked me out to dinner, to come to his place where he would cook me dinner
on Super Bowl Sunday.
And I was like, that's not going to happen, buddy. Like, I am going to a Super Bowl party. Like, there's no way I'm going to come. And he's like, but after? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not going to Santa Monica from like Silver Lake. Like, sorry, bye.
Yeah, no.
And he kept asking me out. And then finally, I was moving, like, so much shit was happening. And he finally was just like, hey, like, so honestly, like, do you really want to, like, hang out with me again? And I was like, honestly, I was considering it, because I always do give a second chance if I feel like he was cute. So if there's like a little bit of a spark and I wasn't 100% feeling it, I do a second date just to make sure.
Yeah.
And so I was considering it. So I told him, I was like, honestly, I was considering it, but you came off a little bit too aggressive.
But you live in Santa Monica and it's too far.
You know, I should have just said that.
And it's beautiful, like, it's beautiful, and I love being there, but like I could never get there.
Commit to that.
Yeah.
I should have said that. But instead I was honest and I was like, you came off too strong and I just couldn't do it. And so he writes back, well, if we're being honest, you're about 15 pounds heavier than all of us.
Yeah. You're 15 pounds heavier than all of your photos.
Which were all recent photos. I'm not. And like, so it's like someone telling you,
Gabby,
that, like,
I'm going to go home. Oh no, oh my God. My brain has just been fried. Yeah. I am going to propose to my boyfriend. Yeah. I'm like, listen, yes, Patrick, I know that like
you should.
We're very off and on and like, you know, we're like trying to get it together.
That's,
but
that's
like
the reality of what's out
will
there.
You marry me?
That's what you should.
Will you fucking marry me right now?
If you have a good one, hold on to them. Because this is what else is out
15
there.
15 pounds heavier.
He said to me that I was 15 pounds heavier and I wasn't. So I screenshotted it. I posted it on my Instagram because there's so many of that shit on the internet too.
I would have done that too.
I was like, hey,
they
you
made
know.
You take it down.
Because he requested it. I tagged him in it. I also kept his number on there. And I was like, this is Alex from Bumble. Feel free to call him and tell him what you think of this. Like, this is no way to treat women. This keeps happening. I don't know when this will ever
You're
stop.
You're my hero.
Yeah. And so he then messaged me on Twitter, on Facebook, on everything, because I blocked his number after that, obviously, being like, please take that down, please take it down, please take it down. And it was up for 24 hours, because 24 hours later I got a notice from Instagram being like, something you posted has been removed. And that was what it was.
You should have sent that into Daily Mail. Done it on Facebook.
I should have.
That's how things get go viral.
On Facebook instead of I don't
you're
know.
Such an ass.
I'm such an ass. I should have done it on yeah.
Oh god, such an
now all I have
move.
Is the memory of it instead of like the post.
Do you ever run into him?
No, I don't. He lives in Santa Monica. Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're right. It's like one other fucking country. Yeah. Honestly, like I would rather like drive to Vegas right now than drive to Santa Monica.
Because at least there's something to do in Vegas.
Well, that's true.
And like,
yeah, no,
it's the worst. Yeah.
Like when I like did go on Raya and I'm like, mm-hmm. okay,
like your location setting was like a
it
mile.
Was like this. Yeah, because I'd like be getting people from like New York and London yeah. and like random places. And I'm like, no, I don't care if it's I'm telling
you out for the first date.
I don't care because it won't end up anywhere. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean? But then when yeah. I started seeing Santa Monica
yeah,
or Los Feliz or something like that, I was like, no, I'm sorry. You could yeah. be my Prince Charming. Like you could fucking be Channing Tatum. And newly single and like your ex-wife and your daughter died. Yeah. So I don't have to be a stepmom. But like
you're limited.
I don't
too,
care
because West Hollywood, it's mostly gay men.
Or
people
model
you've
actors
dated, or
people
actors. That's my yeah, that's my dating pool.
That's
out
why.
Here.
Listen.
Yeah.
It. Oh my god, that's terrifying. I can't even.
You should definitely propose to your boyfriend tonight.
I like feel like I'm going to. Like, why can't people get like jobs? Like, why can't people get like real jobs?
I don't know. I have no
like,
idea.
Let the girls be the entertainers.
Yes,
and like,
and the guys should have like, real steady jobs with health insurance.
Yeah.
And, you know, a like, 401k.
Yes. You don't need like a sheet for a wall.
No, and just like have their whole, and the girls could go do their thing. And then there'd be more women in entertainment, in comedy.
Yeah. And then like people wouldn't be being like half blacklisted
yes,
by like men who are trying,
who are
to,
trying
date
to date them.
Because they'd be at home be like at home. And like
yep.
working on like real mm-hmm. things and watching the kids.
Projects. Yeah. So there you go. We solved
See,
it. We solved
I, we did.
We solved the pay gap right there.
Yes, there should be an app to inform
yes,
everyone of our plan.
Of our plan.
You know?
Here's what you can do.
Damn it. Speaking of like not being able to get jobs.
Yeah.
I have this new thing called ZipRecruiter.
Ooh.
So basically, okay, it's mainly for like bosses mm-hmm. or like people that are like putting out jobs. So Ooh. Like instead of just like the classified section
yes.
or like, you know, Craigslist or wherever you like put real jobs.
Monster. Is Monster still a thing?
Is that
or
a thing?
LinkedIn?
I don't know. Where do people
LinkedIn,
like go for jobs?
I don't know. Where go for jobs.
I don't know. See, the like degenerates yeah. of Los Angeles
yeah.
don't even know where to go
yeah.
for jobs.
No idea.
I do know that they're all like separate websites.
Mm-hmm.
And ZipRecruiter is the first place that takes all of the websites. So basically, if you post a job,
mm-hmm.
it goes to all of them. So you don't have to go on each individual website.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Polyvore. That's
okay.
like my favorite shopping
mm-hmm.
thing engine because it just like scours the web.
Okay. So like a Priceline.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I love that.
Yes.
Wish they had that for dating apps. So you could just have your profile
on one
the
and then it could be on all of them. You're right.
Them.
Like that's what people... Patent that.
Patent
do you
that,
say
yes.
patent that? Copyright? What do you say?
I don't know. Sure, any of
get
those
an
things.
LLC.
Get a lawyer.
I don't know. Do taxes? I don't know.
Do
what
taxes.
Are any of those things mean?
IRS.
For real though, you can find candidates in any city or any industry, and that's nationwide. So if you just have to post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll in to their easy interface, and it makes it so easy for you to just like say yes or no, mm-hmm. or like you can like. Sift through all of the people just like so easily. I'm telling you, it's like so it makes
Sounds
it so
great.
Much it's so much like less time consuming yeah. if you're just going to one place. So if you go to ZipRecruiter, that's ZipRecruiter.com/talent Don't know why they didn't use my own name. They wrote slash talent. Talent.
Well, you are talent.
And I am. You know what? I'm talented. I guess sometimes. So just think talent.
Or are you supposed to put your name in there? Is it a fill in the
it's
blank?
It's not. I made sure. I wrote back. Because I was going to use this on my last one. And I was like, wait a second. I was like, this is a really cool website. And I'm like, down. But why does it say that it's slash talent?
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Because
your listeners can feel talented too when they use it.
Yeah, well, they get to do it for free. Y'all get to do it for free. So please go to ZipRecruiter.com/talent and
I love it.
It is a really cool website though, you guys. Like I went to it and it just like makes it so much easier because you can even use like social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, and it's like all with like just a single click. So it's just it makes it so much more. I don't know. It's like when people are lazy and they don't want to go to a lot of things,
right? There you go.
That's what I
mean. One-stop shop.
One-stop shop. Okay, so you're a Bachelorette fan and
yes,
a Bachelor fan.
Big Bachelorette fan.
I just want to say right now, mm-hmm. So I was, you know Chad?
Yes, of course. Who doesn't know Chad?
So he was about
and his social media.
He hashtags Slaying pump rules.
It. He does?
Every single photo that he takes. Every single Instagram photo that he does, he hashtags pump rules.
Would you
Why?
Have him on the podcast?
So this is the thing. I tried to get him on my podcast.
Yeah.
And one of my podcast people emailed or reached out to him.
Well,
and
is he on the island still? Bachelor in Paradise still? Or is he back?
No, I'm pretty sure he got kicked off within like a week.
Probably.
And he wrote them back being mm-hmm. like, I'd absolutely love to. I'll be in town next week. Da, 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 da. So like I reserved studio space because I'm not going to have him like in my home house. And I'm not going to meet him like at a bar. Yeah. Like, no, like this needs to be professional.
Right.
Never wrote back. My podcast person reached out to him a million times, never wrote back. I was so infuriated. Then all of a sudden this past weekend, I get like all these messages from random people. Like one of my producers from Vanderpump Rules was like, we just saw Chad walking down Sunset and Jax was there, or Jax like ran into him and Jax went up to him being like, hey dude, da da da. Then one of my other friends was like, hey, I was just with Chad last night. Etc., etc., etc.
Also, and I'm like, of course he ends up in Hollywood.
Of course he does. Of course he's walking Sunset.
Of course he is. Ugh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, wait, he didn't tell me that he's back here. He said, because he tweeted me being like, I'll be back like this time through this time.
Oh my God.
And he's not responding still to my person, even though he's tweeted that he's going to do it. I'm sick of him being a little pussy.
Yeah.
I think he's being a coward.
He is being a coward.
Like you're being a douche.
That was not surprising, but he is being a coward.
I've like been obsessed with like stalking his like dating site photos.
Oh yeah.
Like on Tinder.
There is also his profile of like how he doesn't want any fat girls, but
yes.
If they are fat, like maybe they could be friends.
But yes. Maybe really they could be friends, but they'd have to be like really cool. And then his Tinder's thing said, well, he goes, a gym girl is the best girl.
A gym girl's the best girl.
Right. And then his Tinder thing said, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning. Really?
He's so gross.
Like I've now he's told so my gross. This woman who's reaching out for me, I've been like, you know what, like please don't reach out to him again. Like if he emails mm-hmm. you back and or something like that, then wonderful.
Get Wells on your podcast. But like, Wells is so cool.
I mean, I really liked Wells a lot.
And he is like a DJ, and his Snapchat, do you follow him on Snapchat?
No, you're way bigger of a fan than I am then.
Yeah, well, my friend who's like
I don't
obsessed,
know if I can.
He did the funniest thing I've ever seen where he watched The Bachelorette and he did like his live commentary of it while he was drinking a giant thing of boxed wine, which is gross boxed wine, and eating vegetarian tacos. It was really funny.
Wait, he did it on Snapchat or Periscope?
On Snapchat. You can watch.
You can only do Snapchat for like 15 seconds.
No, for 24 hours. So it's up. So he had it come. So
but meaning he had
right
to keep
after.
Like stopping it and posting it.
Oh, yeah.
That's ambitious.
That is ambitious. And it was great. It was cute, but it was thoughtful. He like thought about what he was going to say as he was, you know, it was funny.
I liked Wells the whole time until I saw him give the protein powder eulogy.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, you know what, Wells? I thought you were actually like the only like normal one, which I think he was the smartest and the most normal.
Yeah.
But you gave a protein powder eulogy. And I just couldn't. He like shook it out onto the ground. I was
I'm sure our producer told them to do that.
No?
You think he genuinely wanted to do that?
I mean, I'm sure our producer told him to, but he has the ability to say yes or no, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just started watching Unreal.
Oh, I love Unreal. That's my other. I forgot to tell you. That's another show I'm obsessed with.
Are you caught up? I'm not.
There was. I didn't see the episode. I thought I was recording it, and the last episode it recorded was the 4th of July episode. So
okay, no, I haven't even. I am on like the second to last one of season one. I binged it in the last 2 days.
It's so good.
It's the best good.
It's the best good. It's so good, and it's so topical, and it's so on point of like just not even just reality, just content in general and the shit that we're throwing out there and like what matters and what doesn't. And it's just, it's incredible.
Well, I've like gone to all my producers and I'm like, is this what you guys are doing? Are you switching my meds? Are you banging some of the cast members?
Probably.
Are you convincing me of like A, B, and Probably. C, like just so that you get a raise? Like, mm-hmm. What are you guys doing to me right now? Or whatever. But yeah.
Possibly.
It's like freaked me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's so good. Like I can't wait to fall asleep watching that tonight.
It's a great show. It's so good.
It's better than The Bachelor.
It's well, yeah, it is. And it also, I love how they have a Black Bachelor before The Bachelor has a Black Bachelor.
Yeah.
Just like wait. Insane.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the contestant. Yeah, oh, so season two.
But that's not a spoiler because that's like the whole point of season two. That's okay. Like the big thing that they there's commercials for that. I'm not spoiling it for you.
Okay, no.
But obviously it's like a new show, season two. So season two, they have a Black Bachelor and that's like the whole thing. And it's crazy that they have a Black Bachelor on
before
the they bachelor even do. Has a Black Bachelor.
When are they going to do that?
I don't
When's
know.
When's ABC going to get on board?
I think they should. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Or what about like an Asian bachelor?
Yeah. There's
or
no
bachelorette.
And also, and minorities don't ever get that far on the show.
Why is that?
Because it's probably the audience is, well, I don't know. Maybe because they're thinking the audience is primarily white and that's what the audience wants to see. Like, I don't.
I like want to know like how much like of Unreal is like true and like how much input do like actually like. The bachelors or bachelorettes, like, do they get like, are they actually like picking the person they're proposing to because the producers tell them to?
So the closest thing, I was on a reality dating show.
What?
I was on two reality dating shows.
Wait, Millionaire Matchmaker?
Yes. And that doesn't count because that was like a second. But then I was on a show for VH1, had a show called Making Mr. Right.
I read this, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
so it used to be
Match Me If You Can was the name of the show. So all the contestants thought that was the show. And it was these guys that were all single for some reason. And they were living in a mansion and they had these coaches that were helping them date. So I was one of the people they were trying to date. So I thought I was like a big part of the show, but I was kind of happy how this turned out because it ended up not having a lot of FaceTime, which is great. And at the end, it ended up being that this was a prank. The contestants had no idea that actually the matchmakers or coaches weren't matchmakers. They were single women that were trying to make their perfect guy. So by coaching them and grooming them, they were creating their ideal
what?
Match. So that was a total. And those boys,
you got
knew
tricked?
Nothing. Yeah, I mean, I got, but not really. For me, I didn't care because I was like, yeah, whatever. Like,
that's crazy.
I went on a one-on-one date with one of the guys and at the cemetery.
What? That sounds like my dream date.
Yeah, it was actually, what? He was actually pretty cool. We're still like Facebook friends, but he like lives in like Syracuse. And I'm like, I would never like go to Syracuse. And it was like in some like screamo band.
Wait, that's crazy. Yeah. You were on a dating show.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, I'm curious. I do anything for like the experience and to like, and also as a writer, it's like you learn from that, but they do manipulate. Case in point. Yes. I believe The Bachelor is manipulated. If that,
well, I feel like anything is manipulated. Do you know what I mean? Like, Planet Earth is probably manipulated.
Of course. But
you know, like that you have to
but specifically a dating show where you're supposed to find your love in a month.
Well, that see, okay. Let's get into my bachelor notes. Actually, before I get into my bachelor notes, are you running out of wine? Because I'm not. That's because I have a subscription to Club W. Listen, I know I've talked about this before, but if you haven't heard this, listen. ClubW.com is like a subscription-based wine thing.
Ooh.
So like wine gets delivered to your door.
I love that.
Right.
That sounds amazing.
It's amazing. You don't have to like when you get home from work, like because there's so many times where I'm in traffic and I'm like, I'm not fucking stopping at the store.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. My wine's already waiting for me.
There you go.
It's just brilliant.
Or sometimes the wine at the store is gross.
Yeah. And you never know what to pick.
There's a rosé shortage. That is real.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's because they're all in the Hamptons right now.
Yeah. That's true. All the rosés in the Hamptons.
Send us rosé.
Send us rosé.
Rosé. Rosé. Like an SOS. Message in a bottle. But what's really great about Club W is that when you go to the website, you can take a 6-question quiz about your palette or like what you like. And it's not like, oh, I like the dirt to taste like? It's not like that. It's very easy questions. Like, you don't need to like be like a wine sommelier, pretty much. And they will recommend bottles for you. And then you can choose to have those mailed to your door. Or if you wanted to pick your own, that's fine. But that way, like, you're learning more about wine and what you like. And they're all bottles that would normally retail for over $20.
Ooh.
I'm telling you. So it's nice bottles of wine for like $13. Oh. And they just arrive right on your door. You don't need to go get in the car. You don't need to do anything. And they're personalized for you. If you visit clubw.com and actually .com/Stassi, you get $20 off your first order. That's a lot. That's a lot. But in addition to that, the shipping is on us for an order of four bottles or more. So like, that's like, shipping's always expensive, especially when it's like really heavy and there are a lot of bottles of wine, which is how I do it. So free shipping's a big deal, and $20 off, that's amazing. So go to clubw.com/Stassi to get $20 off, and we'll take care of the shipping if it's on four bottles or more, and never go thirsty again. My friends, isn't that what the international man, doesn't he say?
Yeah, the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
Tecate, is that it?
No, Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. Ugh, gosh.
Don't fuck that up. Jesus Christ.
The guy from the beer commercials.
Let's go through The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Right, who's your favorite?
Okay. I really did like Wells, but I don't think he was right for her. No. So I didn't like Jordan, but after this last episode, I think he's right for her. I know people like Luke. Luke, he looks like a zombie robot to me, and I can't get past that.
Okay.
You probably don't agree. I think Robbie is really annoying, like really irritating.
Well, I have info on Robbie.
Yeah.
You don't like look up like spoilers?
Oh, well, I've heard spoilers.
Don't tell my listeners.
I don't look them up, but I've heard people have told me.
Well, remember Grant, the firefighter?
Yes.
Okay. So his ex-girl, so Grant and Robbie did the same thing to their girlfriends. They were in long-term relationships and broke up with them to go on The Bachelor.
I've heard that. And I heard, and from the spoiler, what happened, not spoiler, the teaser for next week, it looks like that comes to
it looks
to
like
a head.
Robbie comes to it. Yeah. Robbie was even in a more long-term relationship. He was in a relationship for 4 years with his girlfriend they started dating when she was 20. So imagine from 20 to 24, and the man that you think you're going to marry, never get them back. And the man that you think you're going to marry breaks up with you, so he can go on The Bachelorette. And like, I don't even know where to begin, because these dudes are such douches. None of them are ever going to ever agree to be on my podcast, because I'm just like tearing them apart.
Well, it seems like Robbie would be easy to get on your podcast, because on his Twitter, you can just email assistant.
No way.
Yes.
What does it say?
It says like assistant. There's like an easy Gmail account that's his assistant, which I guarantee is him or his mom.
He needs an assistant.
He has an assistant. And also his website is like these. No way. You have to look at his website. God. They're so bad.
Shut the fuck up.
It's like a really like ghetto website, and it's modeling. He's a model. Like, he's not he's a former swimmer, but he's a model.
Robbie what?
Robbie.
I'll just type in Bachelorette. Like
is it Hayes or something with an H?
Hayes, H.
I don't, I might be wrong though. But Robbie Bachelorette. And then
I'll just type in Robbie Hayes and see what happens.
Oh
yeah, you're right. Okay, let's see. Where
also, do you know that Luke is a country singer? Luke is an actual singer.
Okay, Luke.
Luke is an actual singer songwriter.
Luke is my favorite. He's lacking in the comedic part. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he knows how to laugh. I don't think he knows like how to like. Everything is so serious with him.
Yep.
So like, it would be like really passionate and like cool, like, you know, whatever, serious and all of that. But
his face just bothers me.
I think he's really cute.
I don't know. There's something about his face that like,
I just don't like that he can't laugh.
That's not
good. He's my favorite though.
But JoJo and Jordan have really good banter, and they're cute together.
They are cute together, but most players are like really good at like having banter with almost any girl.
Yeah, I don't know. Cause
I just feel like Jordan's playing her. I don't mean players as in sports. Oh my God, I don't know sports either. I mean players as in like,
oh, like, okay.
Dudes that are just like.
I was like, oh yeah, he is a sports player.
Because there were all of these rumors that he cheated on his girlfriend and broke up with her too, because he wants to be famous and go on The Bachelorette.
And I was feeling that, and I was very anti-Jordan. I've always felt like Jordan looks like the kind of guy that's like sending dick pics to like eight other girls, you know?
Yes.
But then there was this last episode I saw, like, it felt like a genuine love connection between
the
two.
Well, I don't deny that they don't have feelings for each other. Yeah. I'm sure they do, but I just don't trust him.
Luke just feels boring to me. I feel like there's more adventure with Jordan.
But he like rides horses and stuff. So doesn't like, he?
sure, like, he's from Texas, he better know how to ride a horse.
That's true.
He has cowboy boots.
I don't know.
He can't wear cowboy boots and not know how to ride a horse.
I think I'm team Luke because I don't ever see him being a little bitch.
Okay, that's true. And you know, he is composed and calm.
Yes, he doesn't complain. He doesn't whine. Even Jordan whines and complains and he gets in the drama. And I'm like, dude, just like stop. Like, all this is what I don't like about this season. They're all like not all of them. So I should probably stop generalizing. But like a lot of them are just like little bitches.
And they all look alike.
They do all look alike.
Now they all look alike. Now that they got rid of, now they got rid of Alex and James Taylor.
Yeah.
This last episode. Now she is literally stuck with just four clones. Is it four? Right?
Four.
Four clones.
Yeah.
They all look exactly the same.
And they're all talking about how they're in love with her. I'm like,
there's no way.
That's impossible.
There's no way.
You can't fall in love with someone over the course of three group dates.
No.
Like, that's just not how life works.
No.
Like, you sound like buffoons. And like Alex, when he got eliminated, I'm like, I knew you little shrimp, you were full of shit.
Alex was so full of shit.
He was so full of shit. He's like, you know, I fell in love with you the first day that I met you. Okay, first of all, that's never happened.
Never. Never.
Like, ever.
You could say, no, to be honest, I found you attractive the first day I met you.
Yes.
That's more real.
Yes.
But you don't fall in love with someone meeting them once.
That's absolutely insane. And then, like, once she was just like, yeah, this isn't going to work, he just, like, turned into a little bitch again.
Yeah. Complaining. Ugh. I don't know. And James Taylor was annoying me this last episode.
Well, James Taylor I liked the most, like, for most of the season until the last couple of episodes with, like, where I'm like, why are you ratting people out?
Like, oh, stop it. And then he says something to the camera about, like, I'm going to manipulate, make this the way I want this to go or something like that. And then he, like, manipulated his conversation with her to talk about his feelings when she wanted to ask about his family.
Oh, my God. I didn't catch that.
Yeah. So he goes, he's like, yeah, I know, but I'm going to play this my way. And then he goes when they have, like, their one-on-one on the group date, and he's, like, talking about he's talking about how he feels about her, and she really wants to know about the hometown visits. And he goes, I just want to let you know that, like, I know things with us are, like, really sweet and innocent, and you're more physical with the other guys.
Oh, I do remember hearing that.
So he wanted to get that out. He thought that was going to
That was going to win her over, to remind her that they're not very physical.
Also, he looks like the worst kisser. Every time they were kissing and the sound, there was like noises. There was like the loudest kiss.
I need to go rewatch this. I feel like it's going to be so much more entertaining the second time around.
It's gross. I don't know.
Yeah, I just like can't. I don't.
So you're team Luke.
I am team Luke. I
respect that.
I think he has like a gentleman's approach to things.
He felt like the right. Like, he felt like the one that she should be with from the get-go, because he came up with, like, the unicorn, right? And
yeah.
He's from Texas. She's from Texas. He brought her
and their, like,
boots.
Sexual chemistry, I feel like I was watching
good.
Porn.
Is good.
And
yeah.
I wasn't mad at it.
They look good together.
They look good. Yeah, everything is.
Yeah, he's stable. And she wants, like, someone who's stable. He seems
But maybe
stable.
He's just not goofy enough
he
for her.
He just seems a little boring, though. A little vanilla.
I don't think he seems boring at all. I just think he's not goofy.
He's not goofy. But then, like, then you're stuck with Chase, who, to me, like, I'm like, who is Chase?
Yeah, Chase is boring. I don't know who Chase is either.
I have no idea who Chase is.
Do you, like, do you have a, like, there's nothing
Chase,
about.
Chase, I just identify him.
Do you have a favorite color?
Yeah. Like, what is your, like, you look like a fat, like, that's a joke. You look like a fat Jordan. Like, that's all. That's the only thing.
A beefier Jordan.
A beefier Jordan. Right? Not fat.
Yeah, because he's not fat.
But, like, what is your personality? Like, I can't. But then again, the girl who won The Bachelor, I also was like, who are you?
Yeah.
She
but
had
I
no
normally feel that way about people who win.
For girls or for boys?
For both, actually. The people who win, I normally am like, I don't.
But the
for
one
the
that
most
won
part.
Caitlin's season, what's it, Sean?
Sean Booth, yeah.
He was like very, very like big personality from the get-go.
That's true. So
he wasn't bait. He
all right,
wasn't
let's not generalize. Then I'll stop generalizing. I have a problem.
I also, by the way, didn't start watching The Bachelor until Caitlin's season.
Really?
Yeah. So I never was into it, and I was into it because they're like, oh, Amy Schumer's gonna be on it, and like Nikki Glaser, who I like love, and I was like, oh, that's literally why I started watching it.
Wait.
To like watch comedians on it. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't stop watching this show.
Do you know how funny that is? Because I've been obsessed with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette for years and years and years and years.
Yeah, no, it never.
And I wanted, so did you know how like Caitlyn's season, it was between her and somebody else?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so.
And I heard that too. That's also what made me tune in, because I'm like, that's so weird. Like, why are they doing this TV? Like, that's the other. Yeah.
Yeah. So like one of my first podcast episodes, I was talking about this. I'm like, I can't believe they're going to do this. Like, we're going to have to wait and find out who it is. And I was driving down the street. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this was I saw, and we didn't know who was going to be the one that was picked.
Right.
And this was way before it ever aired, because it was like the first date that they filmed.
Yeah.
And I was passing the Improv on Melrose.
Yeah.
And Caitlin was filming and I started screaming outside of my car door because I wanted her to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Like bloody murder, like so excited.
Yeah.
It's way
and
more.
They were filming an episode. They were filming because she already
because
was.
She won. So I was like, oh my god, like I know exactly insider who won. Info. Like insider. That's crazy. And that was the Amy Schumer episode. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh my episode. God, I need a hobby. I really do. No, you don't. I like seriously need a hobby.
Bachelorette is a hobby. Watching it.
I just like
it.
Is JoJo taking this all seriously? Like all these dudes being like, I'm in love with you. I'm well, in then, love with you. No, I'm in love with you. You're not. You can't be in love with. Not everybody can be in love. Like that's not how life works.
I also think it's weird that her ex-boyfriend, the only time we've seen him in the picture was with the magazine when he didn't he like send her something when she was on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to pop up again.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's too far along. I would have thought that would happen in the beginning.
Earlier, yeah. So she'd have
because
that.
Now it's like she's serious with people. Yeah. So like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like they would. I think you're like, you've been watching a little too much Unreal.
I am.
Who do we want to like condemn to death?
On The Bachelorette?
Mm-hmm.
Who's like out of the guys that are there currently?
I guess let's do the ones that are out of there.
Who are out of there?
Yeah.
Or no
Who are there.
Who are there right now. Who I really, Robbie really irritates me a lot.
Well, especially because he's like,
he's annoying.
I'm the front runner.
And his, also, by the way, did you hear he has a little bit of a lisp if you listen closely? Not to out him, because like your own sexual journey is your own sexual journey. But there was something about the way he was talking. I'm like, you sound like all my gay guy friends.
I think he seems gay.
Yeah, and he shaves his chest. I get it, swimmer, but you're not a competitive swimmer anymore. Why was
you
your chest
you don't have to
shaved?
Keep doing that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I'm totally on board with you.
He's obsessed with Matthew McConaughey.
Is he?
Yeah. He talks always about goes, it? All right, all right, all right.
He does? Oh, no.
He has a shirt that says, all right. It's like the guy who does a Borat impression that doesn't quit it. It's like, we get it. You saw the movie. Like,
oh,
calm
no.
down. He thinks he's Matthew McConaughey.
That's hysterical.
And his website's hilarious.
Okay, I couldn't find it. Robbie Hayes?
Go to his Twitter. Find his Twitter. I don't know. Is it Robbie? I don't even know if that's even his
last
name. Yeah,
so he's verified already. So there's
okay,
that.
Okay, so on his Twitter, on his About Me.
This is... Oh my god, this is the
yeah. Oh, and he changed it, so it used to be that picture used to be his
oh, he totally does think he's totally, Matthew McConaughey.
But look, assistant at assistant.robbiehayes@gmail.com.
oh no.
And then yeah, then check his website. His,
oh my god. Oh,
yeah, Robbie. He hasn't updated this. It's like it's your photo from The Bachelorette. Like, what are you doing? And then it's these old school.
Oh my, he totally thinks he's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, and he's also a model. Like, that's, he's not. He really thinks he is.
This is why, like, I don't like dating websites. This is why I don't like Raya, because all of the dudes are like this.
They have pictures like that.
I will never, ever, ever, if I end up single again, I am never going to date a model actor again.
I've done it. It's terrible.
It's disgusting. It's terrible. Do you have any last thoughts on The Bachelorette?
I just, you know, I really hope, I hope that JoJo gets what she wants, and I hope she's happy, because I think she deserves true love.
I think she does too. I really like JoJo.
Yeah, I like her a lot too. I think she's very genuine. I felt she was going to be the Bachelorette early on.
I thought that too.
Yeah,
I really like her.
I don't know who the Bachelor is going to be. I really,
because they're all fucking losers.
I hope it's
sorry,
not
that's
Taylor.
Like so. It's so. Yeah. It's so mean to like say it like that.
They are though.
It definitely won't be Robbie.
No,
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
It
could, if Jordan loses, I feel like it could be Jordan.
I don't think Jordan. I think Jordan. Maybe the next Bachelor is going to be Luke, in which case I'm definitely going to watch it. I would be very happy with that.
If Jordan wins and Luke is the next Bachelor.
Yes.
That, he does seem like he's Bachelor material.
Yeah, because he's like really into love and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And he's a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
His music's great.
Totally. It could be like a whole Texas thing.
Oh, I could see it.
Luke for Bachelor.
Luke for Bachelor.
Luke for Bachelor.
I feel it.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my god,
here.
Thanks for having me. It's so much fun.
Will you pimp yourself out? Your Twitter,
yeah,
your Instagram,
sure.
Your project.
Yeah, so it's Gabby Conti. So ItsGabiConti on Twitter and Instagram. On Snapchat, I'm GM Conti, like GMC and then ONTI, because I can't change it.
That sucks.
And I'm very obsessed with Snapchat. That's
like
the
worst when you can't change it.
That's my project, is Snapchat right now.
You're getting good at it.
I'm getting good at it. That's it.
And check out the Elite Daily Show.
Elite Daily Show, yes. Elite Daily Show on Go90 and also on Facebook.
That's what's
And watch Stassi's episode.
Yes, it's watch so my episode. Good. I have to find a way to post it.
Yeah, I'll send you the
link.
We
link.
Now have links, so you have to post it, because it's a great episode.
Thank
it's
you
one of our
so
favorites.
Much.
Thank you.
Bye, Khaleesi's.
Bye.